This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to The Voice of Middle Earth, program number 301. I wasn't going to do another program of The Voice of Middle Earth, but I was encouraged recently by my son, Stephen Lazotte, and also by our friend Realities Frank. And so thus, we have a new episode of The Voice of Middle Earth. We're going to delve into music related to or inspired by the literary works of J.R.R. Tolkien. Let's start off with a set by the Lonely Mountain Band. Four tunes beginning with Old Toby. Thank you.
it shall not end until my death.
Four tunes by the Lonely Mountain Band. We heard Old Toby, The Seventh Gathering, The Night's Watch, and Beyond the Western Seas. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to The Voice of Middle Earth, music for your journey there and back again. I'd like to talk a little bit about music in Middle Earth. The references to music in J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, both in terms of musical elements only mentioned indirectly in passing, as well as music directly performed as part of the story, are many and varied. Spanning nearly all cultures described by Tolkien in his work, they arguably form an important part of the cultural and historical backgrounds of the cosmos envisioned by Tolkien. While a very large number of artists creating both private, inspired by, and similar projects, as well as licensed productions, have striven to bring the music described by Tolkien in his works to life, only recently the scientific world has begun to look further into this aspect of the professor's work. The most important aspect of music in Middle-earth are songs sung by characters during the course of the story, as well as poems recited by them, with the boundaries between the two not always clearly separable. These texts range from traditional folk songs to supposedly art music, as well as prophecies, riddles, and verse. All of these are tightly interwoven with the actual narrative, not disrupting the storyline, but instead being part of it, and they are in some cases even necessary for understanding the plot. The mere number of poems and songs in the book confirm their importance to the author, who clearly suggests poetry and vocal as well as instrumental music to be an integral part of the culture of Middle-earth. The only published renditions of songs from The Lord of the Rings during the author's lifetime were written by British composer Donald Swan, who lived from 1923 to 1994. He set a number of songs from the book to music, along with one song from The Adventures of Tom Bombadil. In later editions, two additional songs were added, which are not an official part of the song cycle known as The Road Goes Ever On. Swan wrote the cycle at the request of his wife, who was an avid fan of Tolkien's books. Swan played the songs to Tolkien, who liked them, the songs are set for a solo vocalist with piano accompaniment, and in their style draw from art song. The cycle is intended to be performed as a whole, with key changes composed in. As such, it does not strive to represent the actual performances from the book, and must be seen as separate from The Lord of the Rings. Let's continue with some music here on The Voice of Middle-earth. Here are two songs by Carter Moulton.
When the harvest was ripe, we clapped our hands. When the willow swayed low, we watched it dance. But winter crept in slow, we felt it. Mattresses. Hey. seen our scarecrow, he's been stolen. Underneath the crop, his arms are frozen. All of the years, weekends in the cold, all of the games we played, all of the rules we made, the evening sun. grass falling underneath the evening sun.
Two songs from Carter Moulton from his Clouds LP, When the Willow Swayed and The Song of Denethor. You're listening to The Voice of Middle Earth. This is DJ Frederick, program number 301. Let's move forward with the Fellowship of the Ring EP by the band Airdrop.
Thank you.
This is DJ Frederick, and we just heard Old Man Wizard with a tune called Traveler's Lament. Before that, the EP Fellowship of the Ring by Airdrop. We heard On the East Road, Tom Bombadil, and Rivendell. Well, recently, I wrote to a band called The Ring Bearers in Australia. I wanted to play some of their tracks on The Voice of Middle-earth. And I got this wonderful response from Graham Alf Davies. He writes, "Thanks for your inquiry and your interest in our obscure little corner of the internet. I'm only too happy for you to download the files. I am a Tolkien man of some years, and at one stage could probably quote lineages from the Silmarillion. But it was the sheer scope and vision of Tolkien's world that fascinated me. Elrond's song came first on the album Paradise Lost, And then a few years later, I was inspired to write the whole album, Songs of Middle Earth. Feel free to delve further into that, if it suits your playlist, in the future. Anyways, keep up the good work promoting the immense diversity and richness of music. Graham Alf Davies. Thank you, Graham. We're going to hear some of your music. The Ring Bearers with Paradise Tall Trees.
Sticky mud, beaches, specks of blood, pleasure. Could it be this? Mozzie's loving kiss. Where are we going? Now, did I hear you say we're going down to paradise under the tall trees, under the tall trees, wire grass, rotting logs, contours lead to bogs, blind bluff, tricky ridge, more mud, sawgrass thick. Where are we going? Did I hear you say we're going down to paradise under the tall trees, under the tall trees, nettled, scratched, a glimpse of a mountain gray and an ashen light, such a tall tree. This is paradise under the tall tree. Oh, foreign land. No one had seen them, not firsthand. Everybody knew the South was where they grew. Blue sky all day in a foreign land. Then came the men, the axe and the saw. The tall trees watched a cancer taking more. Every sapling knew its time would soon come due. They grew straight and proud in this foreign land. People saw the photos, trees wider than a house, standing on the trunk and looked no bigger than a mouse. These wonders of the world reached up to meet a clear blue sky. So high, they're all gone, all gone. They took the tall trees close at hand. Then word filtered through of a bigger stand. Started a new push deep into the bush. They grew far away in a distant vale. Then the forests heard the deathly sound, the screaming chainsaw ripping big ones down. A sad and sorry fact, can't find an alpine ash. They grew far away in another time. People saw the photos, trees wider than a house, standing on the trunk and looked no bigger than a mouse. These wonders of the world reached up to meet a clear blue sky. So high, they're all gone, all gone. They grew far away in another time, grew far away in another time, grew far away in another time.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Middle Earth, program 301. This is DJ Frederick. We have time for one more song. This is The Ringbearers with Elrond's Song. Blessed be.
Bilbo stokes his pipe. The good guys all get high. And Elrond writes this song. The road goes ever on. Once deep in Frodo's time, there were orcs and elves sublime. Rangers walked in Barrow Downs, ancient Ents in hallowed grounds. And Gandalf weaves the wisdom magic. Triumph springs from imminent tragedy. The good guys will prevail. Sauron dwelt in Mordor dark, fashioned beast not on the ark. Gollum, trolls, wights and wraiths, he made no match for Frodo's faith. Gandalf weaves the wisdom magic. Triumph springs from imminent tragedy. The good guys will prevail. Shade in deeper wood, the elves are long misunderstood.
Not frail and fey, but tall and strong, striking black and gray and blonde. And Gandalf weaves the wisdom magic. Triumph springs from imminent tragedy. It's Gandalf who holds sway. The good guys have their day.